Just after 10:30 a.m. on day 24, that's Monday the 9th of June. 220k just ticked over on my trip computer, and I've got about a little over 10 kilometres to go to get to Woolairbridge Roadhouse, where I'm hoping to get either some lunch or breakfast depending on what's on the menu. I left Fitzroy Crossing at a little before one this morning, and apart from three breaks, I've been pretty hard at it the whole time since, making reasonable time. Wind mostly following, but sometimes across. The road, long, slow undulations, not that many steep hills, but have to get out of the saddle sometimes. The scenery been pretty unchanging. Of course, the first bit was in the dark, no clouds, so excellent star show again. Around dawn, or just before dawn, it was still pitch black. Nearly ran up the back of a cow that was standing in the middle of the road. Didn't see it till I was about 5 metres away and swerved. It hadn't heard me coming. So it sort of bolted when I swerved, fortunately in a different direction. Good chance I could have ended up doing a rectal examination on a cow there if I'd kept going straight ahead. Anyway, no harm done. Since dawn, the countryside's been mostly flat, scrubby savanna. A lot of it's recently had the undergrowth burned out by controlled burns. The other two very noticeable features, particularly in the last 50k, have been the number of huge termite mounds. These are different species to the ones I saw earlier in the trip. These ones are like sort of huge blobs, 2 metres tall, sort of really like giant dinosaur droppings. Anyway, they're quite, they must all weigh a few tons each, I think, they're so big. Quite impressive. No traffic early, since about 8 or 9, been quite a lot of traffic, especially tourist traffic, still in the Kimberley tourist area. I'm on the road between Broome, which is a popular tourist beach resort, and the Kimberley, which is where you go for all the canyons and gorges and rock formations and wilderness. So there's a lot of camper vans going backwards and forwards, and caravans and stuff, people flying in a broom and mixing a bit of beach with a bit of wilderness for their holidays. After Woolair, where I'm getting to shortly, it's then another 130 kilometres to Roebuck Plains Roadhouse, which is my target for the day. I'm in two minds. I guess I'll wait until I get there. I haven't booked any accommodation. If I'm feeling reasonably good, I may continue on and ride through the night to the next roadhouse, which is Sandfire. It's about 280 kilometres away, so I wouldn't get there until breakfast time tomorrow morning, assuming I didn't stop anywhere for a sleep. That would help me regain some of the time I lost earlier in the trip. Still about a day down on where I want to be. However, it's by the time I get to Roebuck, it'll already have been a 360-kilometre day. So I'm not going to make a prejudgment on how I'm going to feel when I get there. And I don't need to. That's it for now.